Hickox, brother and sister. Sunnyside, Kooranbong, New South Wales, Australia, December 22, 1899. Dear brother and sister Hickox, I would like to understand what you are doing and the result of your labors. I do not know, as I explained to you, that the horse in your charge was, if driven fast and continuous, subject to lameness. But with careful treatment, bathing his limbs and rubbing them, he improves and will not show the lameness. I would have let sisters Wilson and Robertson have the use of the horse, but I knew that they could not have the care of the horse and give it proper attention. It must not be driven long distances, but this is unnecessary for me to say. The horse is a free horse and has no ungainly tricks and is perfectly safe, but do not pull the lines or hold them tight. Brother Haskell himself had not learned that to some horses this is unbearable and makes them nearly frantic. I was sorry that you did not get a two-seated wagon, for then you could have taken two of our sister workers sometimes, and, in so doing, accommodated them very much. I told you I did not give the use of the horse to you and the sisters, for I know what this means. There must be one in charge to know how much the horse has been driven, and not keep it on the go all the time, for this one, and that one, and the other one. Poor dumb animals have not the power of speech, and if they had, there would be some astonishing revelations in regard to thoughtless drivers, and also of the inhumanity and unmercifulness of man to dumb creatures. I am anxious to know how you are getting along. What are your prospects? There is a most important work to be done. When you and your wife sing, let it be the simple revival hymns. They have enough of the long, dry hymns in the churches. We hope you will seek the Lord most earnestly. There is your strength. Do not be discouraged. Depend wholly on God. You can be deepening in piety and love for God and for souls, and you can, if you work in Christ-like simplicity, have a marked success. Come right to the hearts of the people. This can be done in sympathy and in love. Work in faith and claim the promises of God. The kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. Matthew 11, verse 12. Sometimes there is need of patience united with perseverance, that as the rain and the snow come down from heaven, and return not thither again, but water the earth, and make it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish the thing whereunto I sent it. Isaiah 55, verse 10, 11. Now, this warrants us to have a very strong expectation. We need more faith, much more faith. You must give yourselves far more to earnest, humble prayer, and ask with the simplicity of a child. There is a deeper experience for you to gain. Search the Word of Life, and let the Lord's Word come to the people through you. I want much that you should sink the shaft deep in the mines of truth and possess yourself of the heavenly treasure. Make every point simple, in order, to be comprehended by the souls that do not take in the truth because it is new and strange to them. There must be line upon line and precept upon precept, here a little, there a little. Isaiah 28, verse 10. Cut away everything that will interpose your prayers. Come in meekness as a learner, and ask counsel and advice of Brother Colcord and your brethren, because you do not always move with the best judgment and have laid too large confidence in your own plans. Now, the Lord would have every one of the workers in His service bind heart to heart and be united. The more humbly you walk before God, the greater will be your power with the people. Do not dwell upon subjects the people cannot comprehend, but dwell on those subjects that will have the largest amount of Christ in them. His law, of course, is the message for this time, and come close to the people. Your success is in God. Commune with God and guard yourself, for your plans that often seem wise to you need remodeling before they can be safe for you to follow. When you draw out your heart toward God by an actual trust, when you have urged a particular promise to God in your prayer, then believe in submission, yet hope, for God never yet has failed a believing, trusting soul. We may lay hold on God by virtue of a double chain, by virtue of the single promise that first drew out your soul to ask, and then another promise made if you trust. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, who putteth his trust in thee. This is your legacy, because he trusteth in thee. Isaiah 26, verse 3. abide close by the written Word of God. The Lord Jesus is the author and finisher of your faith. In Christ's human nature, He was both a man of faith and a man of prayer. His was the highest of all instances in believing prayer. Walk humbly with God. Walk softly before Him. Every visit you make, be sure and pray if there is any sick where you call. Pray for the sick that God would raise them up, for you know not who shall be greatly blessed in the kingdom of God. But I must close this letter. Come as a humble servant of God before the people and lift up Jesus. Talk of the love of Christ. Talk of His power to save to the uttermost all who come unto Him. Wind yourself into the confidence of the people, for you have a large circle to visit, and put in all the time you can to see men and women, to plead with them, to enlighten them. Press your way through the moral darkness of unbelief, taking the people with you if you can. Work and pray and urge your way through the moral darkness. May the Lord give you souls, precious souls, is my prayer in your behalf and all who are connected with the work. In love.